Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. Each week, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist and New York Times best-selling publicist, takes you behind the scenes with successful influencers, bloggers, and industry elites in conversation to share how they engage, persuade, and grow their unique influence. Her mission is to share exclusive insider tips, wisdom, and action-based tools to help you strengthen, monetize, and build your own industry-leading influence.
Welcome to episode 6 of Influencer Insights, our 10-minute yummy quick bite of tactical information in the influencer space. And guys, today is Q&A Monday. I'm super excited to chat about today's topic, as it's actually a question straight from our amazing listener, Leslie, at LeslieJQW. As a reminder, some of these influencer insights will surround your very own questions, so be sure to leave those questions as a review on iTunes for the show. You all know that I love connecting and serving the community, and I think this is such a fun way to do so. So without further ado, let's dive in. This week's question is, when do you know it's the right time to hire help? Ooh, that's a good one, right? And we'll even go further into how to hire that help in this show as well. So I actually hear this question from influencers all of the time, and I went through this myself when growing my own business. I have an excellent team working with me now, but you better believe I felt overwhelmed and a bit lost as to how to hire my first team member. If you're feeling the same way or questioning this, you are so not alone, my friend. It's actually a very common hurdle that most small business owners, influencers, and entrepreneurs will face at some point. So let's figure this out together today, shall we? First up, when do you know it's time? And to me, the answer is pretty clear. It's simply when you are spending all of your time doing and not creating. If you're constantly moving from task to task and treading water without giving yourself enough time to reflect on your business, create new opportunity or improvements, or heck, appreciate what you're building, it's probably time to hire help. Now, real quick, let's not get the feeling of not having enough time to create confused with being unorganized. I'm not talking about being unfocused and not having the best time management skills, because improving those things for yourself comes before you need to hire. But if you are organized, if you have spent time in the game and developed your strategy, and you're still finding yourself in that doer mode and you can't get into that visionary mode, then that's when you need to consider hiring. Okay, so that lays out when to hire. Now let's walk through a super effective exercise for hiring and how that can help you build your team. I have a fantastic freebie that I'm also offering you today to go along with this exercise that I'm about to go over, so stay tuned for those details. First up, you want to list out every single daily task that you are currently responsible for. This means everything from taking imagery, to answering DMs, to writing content, to answering emails, or whatever may be on your plate. Once you've done that, go through that list and highlight the areas that are what I call your zone of genius. These would be things that you really thrive at creating, that you can tackle easily, and the things that you find most joy in doing. These are the items to keep sacred for yourself and help you stay in that visionary mindset. So take all the highlighted items and write them out in a row. Now again, this freebie is going to help you with this. Then you want to go through the unhighlighted tasks to then find your next stage, which is your zone of competence. These would be the things that you could and possibly do well, but you don't really love. The things that you may be okay at, but don't really utilize your time in the best way. So things like writing, photo editing, and going through my inbox fall here for me. So mark the zone of competence items in a row by themselves. And again, you can use the freebie for that. Finally, go through that list one more time to find your zone of incompetence. Yep, the areas where you have limited knowledge around the subject or just can't or don't want to do it. We all have these, believe me. Take coding, web design, or photography, for example. Not my wheelhouse, not my area of genius, definitely an area I should leave to the professionals. And I just do not even want to go there. This would be highlighted as a task in the incompetent section for me. So again, think about these things for yourself and mark these tasks in their own section. Now, next step is to organize the major list into three sections, which again are number one, your zone of genius, the tasks that you love and find joy in. Number two, the zone of competence, the tasks that sure you can do, but they take up too much time and your time could really be better served elsewhere, or you don't really enjoy doing them. Three, your zone of incompetence, the areas that you were not put on this beautiful earth to tackle and that you should not be doing due to your lack of joy or lack of knowledge. Now, once you have those three lists organized, you want to first focus on that zone of incompetence list. From there, you'll do a practice that I truly, truly love. You're going to make another list, again in the freebie, but this time it will be the makings of a new team member avatar. So based on your zone of incompetence, what would the ideal employee start taking over for you? Would they be able to code, to design, to do SEO, or to write, or to organize your calendar and emails, or to help with content? Are you horrible with organization and find that most of these tasks fall under scheduling and keeping those on track? Now, all of the tasks in your zone of incompetence might not fall into the same role, and that's okay. But you really have to look at that list as a whole and rate the tasks in level of priority. Or notice the areas that are similar and might fall under one role and make a huge impact as a hire. Find what's going to be the most important area of growth for your business at this time, even if it doesn't cover every single task on that incompetence list just yet. So from there, you can really start cultivating this avatar of who this potential team member would be. What's their personality? What's their flexibility? What's their most pressing tasks? And most importantly, is this person going to be a contractor on your team, or will you need to hire them as a full-time employee? Are they going to be in person, or are they going to be virtual? Because those are two very different options. Now, I don't have any full-time employees in my business just yet. That's not to say that I won't get there eventually, but one of the beauties of being an online entrepreneur is that there is a plethora of fantastic, talented, amazing individuals who are ready and willing to work with you on a contracted basis. I know we just covered a lot, so I'm offering you that freebie that I mentioned to go along with this exercise. My Organize Your Zones for Hiring freebie can be found by going to juliesolomon.net/06. Again, that's juliesolomon.net/06. Okay, so once you've completed all of this in the lists, the ideal employee avatar and what that role would be, you're officially ready to hire someone. Yay! Super fun, right? And I know it can also be a little overwhelming, but don't worry, we're going to chat about where you can find these amazing people right now too. I'd highly recommend going to your own community first. Ask friends, family, your social networks, followers, industry colleagues about anyone that they might know who fits your avatar. Make sure to give the details, whether through a Facebook post or an email with a friend, about what this role could cover via task-wise, the amount of work or hours that may be needed, the type of employee, and when you're looking for them to start. Next, utilize the thousands of Facebook groups out there. There's a Facebook group for just about any community these days, so start researching and connecting in a group that fits the bill of this ideal avatar. Whether that's a technical support group, freelance writers group, or podcasting in the creative field, get the word out in the Facebook groups that may apply. Another place to find amazing contracted workers is Upwork.com. I found several contracted freelancers throughout the lifespan of my business, whether that was a month of work or 6 months of work. You can literally go to the site and type in what you need, and you're very likely to find someone who fits the bill. I actually found my fantastic SEO guy who lives in India from Upwork, as well as my Pinterest manager who lives in Australia. As far as an employee application, it's super easy to create an online application process through a Google form. You can obviously ask for anything from them, like a portfolio to a writing sample to references based on the role and the request. But there's one thing that I would highly suggest you asking and considering, and that, my friends, is a video. Simply ask potential employees to include a short minute video, answering a few questions, or just talking about themselves. This will give you a more genuine sense of what the person is like, their personality, and if they're going to mesh well with you and your business. See how you feel watching the video. I promise it will tell you a lot more than just words on a screen. Now, Once you do have the ideal person hired, first off, congrats. But one final piece of advice from me is actually something that I have been acting and producing in my business lately, and that is called a non-disclosure agreement. So a non-disclosure agreement, which is also known as an NDA, isn't as scary as it sounds, but it's essentially a non-disclosure agreement to protect not only you, but the person that you hire, especially if they're a contractor. This simply allows for whatever takes place within your business to stay respected and confidential during the person's time working. It's just a line of respect on both ends and just kind of keeping everything professional and legal. If you don't have one drafted, there are some pretty basic versions online, or you can chat with your lawyer to draft a specific one based on your needs. All right, guys, that is it. If it ever makes sense to your brand, you can obviously go back to those initial lists to hire person two, three, and so on and so forth. And eventually you might even hire from your list of competence. I hope you got a lot out of the answers and that you feel confident not only knowing when help is needed, but how to find that superstar employee. Be sure to bookmark this episode and grab that freebie over at juliesolomon.net/06 if you're not there yet, but might be in the future, as I have a feeling that this might come in handy very soon for you. Now, I would love to hear your feedback and thoughts on this show, so please keep sending in any questions that you may have, because I just might answer them on air like I did today. To leave feedback or a question, head over to iTunes and share those thoughts or questions as a review, and you can also send in questions via our newsletter, which you can sign up and gain access to at theinfluencerpodcast.com. And before you go, make sure to remember to screenshot this episode and share it with me over on Instagram by tagging me at Jewel Solomon and hashtagging theinfluencerpodcast. I always love to see who is listening alongside me there. Thank you so much for the question, Leslie, and we will talk to you very soon.
Are you ready to create your own industry-leading influence? For show notes, downloads, and action-based tips, head to www.theinfluencerpodcast.com, where you can find out more about this week's episode, guest, and our host, Julie Solomon. If you enjoyed this week's episode, please take a minute to go to iTunes and leave a review so we can help other influencers like yourself build their own successful business.